This message is presented to you by Pastor Cliff Reynolds and Word Alive Church in Elwood City, PA. For more information, visit wordalivechurch.info.
This is making us new. Have a new nature with a new identity and a new image, a new mentality, Lord, a new destiny, a new purpose in life, Father, which is to fulfill the Great Commission in this last day, Father, this last day harvest. Thank you, in Jesus' name. Amen. You can sit down. You know, I was talking about that asteroid recently. You see where they shot a rocket up to hit that one asteroid that was in an orbit? This actually happened now. That the asteroid was about as big as a football field. It wasn't real big. But they hit it, and there was an explosion, and it knocked it off course just enough to change its orbit. So they're experimenting with this now, so that someday, you know, they can shoot it, you know, and get it away from the Earth. But if there's a huge asteroid that comes, they may not be able to do that. So best thing to do is just be ready, right? Now just go ahead and miss the tribulation period. Be a part of the rapture. Amen. Glory to God. How do we do that? Well, let's look in our Bibles today. Jeremiah 20, verse 9. We looked there Sunday, Jeremiah 20, verse 9. Jeremiah 20, verse 9. Praise God. We're going to have 66 degrees and sunny weather for Sunday's fall picnic. Yeah. Praise the Lord for that. That's what they're saying. Amen. So be sure to come out. Fall picnic out in our pavilion out here. It's 4:30 Sunday afternoon. Steeler game will be over by then. Should we prophesy they're going to win again? Jeremiah 20, thank you, Lord, for your word in Jesus' name. Then said I, Jeremiah 20, verse 9, then said I, will not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire. We said on Sunday morning that sometimes we can get so exasperated, frustrated, disillusioned with life, that we say, I'm never going to speak again on behalf of God. I'm never going to witness again. I'm never going to brag on God or extol him any longer because, well, they were so messed up in their head. Or they're so disappointed or what have you. This is the way Jeremiah was. He said, I'm not going to speak anymore in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. He couldn't hold it in any longer. He was tired. He was wore out by trying not to say anything good about God. And he was just going to be quiet. But what happened? The word that was on the inside of him just began to percolate and germinate like a volcano. It came up on the inside like a fire. And he began to speak the word of God. He couldn't help himself. It was like a burning fire in his bones. You see, we want to get this way in this end time because this is what's going to sustain us. I get to talking about the end times a little bit here tonight. But you know, in 2 Thessalonians also, chapter 2, it talks about the deception that many people are going to experience. And the thing that will keep you from being deceived in the last days is having a love for the truth. I said, having a love for the truth, a love for the Word of God. When you have a love for the Word of God, you will not be deceived because every situation that comes up, every question that comes up, you're going to be so skillful in the Word of righteousness that you're going to say, I see this problem, the Word says this. I see this problem, but the Word says this. I see this problem, but the Word says this. How many want to be skillful in the Word of righteousness? Well, it talks about that over in Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5. And notice what it says in verse 12. It says, for when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. So when we start off, we're babes, right? It says, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. As sincere, what's it say? As babes, I think it says. As babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you might grow thereby. But how many know, as you begin to grow, milk's not going to be enough. You need the strong meat of the word, right? So that you can begin to mature and grow and be a strong Christian, huh? Amen. Not be a flaky Christian, right? Not be an unstable Christian, no. Amen. Hallelujah. Norval Hayes used to say, flaky people. Remember that? You don't want to be a granola Christian full of fruits and nuts, right? No, you want to be a strong Christian that takes on meat, right? Amen. Hallelujah. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Well, you can get to the place where even your senses will comply with the word of God and will comply with your spirit. You know, for years, my flesh wanted to go against my spirit, and my spirit against the flesh, the Bible says. They were at war with one another, at enmity with one another. But it's saying here that you can put the word into you to the place and become so skillful in the word of righteousness that your flesh will begin to cooperate with your spirit. You get so trained. Well, that's a word there. Look at it. It says, it talked about them being unskillful. Verse 13, for everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. And the goal then is to become skillful in the word of righteousness, right? You say, how's that happen? Look over there with me to Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. And see, when you get skillful in the word of righteousness, hey, I'm not saying I arrived. I'm working on it too. We all are, right? Amen. This is an ongoing thing. You don't just, you know, one day say, well, I can close my Bible. I'm all skillful in the word of righteousness. No, we got to keep it up, right? Luke chapter 6 and verse 45. And see, when you're skillful in the word of righteousness, then people come up to you and they say, well, what about this problem? How do you solve this problem? We say, okay, what's the word say? Okay, here's what the word says about it. You know. Well, are young kids going to go to heaven? Yeah, let's say a young child expires. Is that young child going to go to heaven? And you say, wait a minute. Two scriptures. Write them down. John 1:9 says, you see, you answer people's questions with the word of God. John 1:9 says, that was the true light. Jesus, in other words, is the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Jesus is the true light that lights every man that comes into the world. Jesus illuminates their spirit. Proverbs 20:27, the spirit of the man is a candle of the Lord, lighting all the inward parts of the belly. So Jesus lights every person. How long does that last? Well, so in other words, their spirit is illuminated unto God. And listen, if a child, whether they're dedicated or not, if they were to die before the age of accountability, they're going to go to heaven because their spirit is lighted, illuminated unto God. Amen. Well, what happens when people have to get saved? Look over there in Romans chapter 7, verse 9. It says, for I was alive without the law once. My spirit was alive without the law. But when the commandment came, the commandment that you must be born again, when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. And then spiritual death was lodged in your spirit at that age of accountability. Maybe 11, 12, 13 years old. And now, every person who doesn't make Jesus Lord, he ain't going to heaven. So it's a responsibility of every person now to ask Jesus to be Lord. But up until that time, they get a free pass. They're going to heaven. Okay? Well, let's see now. Does God make people sick? No, he doesn't. No. No, he's not the culprit. The thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus has come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So you want to become skillful in the Word to the place where you answer questions that people might have with the Word of God. Well, is it okay to worry? No, it's not okay to worry. I have to tell myself that all the time. 1 Peter 5:7 says, submit yourself therefore unto God. Or submit yourself to God. Humble yourself before the mighty hand of God. And cast all of your care on Him, for He cares for you.
Amen, Pastor.
God doesn't want you to worry.
Amen.
Well, I was really worried about this person. Well, why don't you say, well, I was concerned about him, but don't get worried.
Yeah.
God doesn't want you to worry.
No.
Uh-uh. He says, be anxious for nothing, Philippians 4:6.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. Well, what's going to happen in the tribulation period? Huh? Well, we told you some of that. Or, take a look at Matthew chapter 24, verse 21. It talks about the tribulation period. Or Jeremiah 30, verse 9. Well, is it okay to live together? Is it okay to cohabit? No, it's not. No, the Bible says flee fornication. So you see, you just go back to the Bible about every issue, right?
Absolutely.
And you become skillful in the word of righteousness. And by the way, one thing you need to do too is look at 1 Peter 3:15. 1 Peter 3:15. So, 1 Peter 3:15, become skillful in the word of righteousness. 1 Peter 3:15. It says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready. Everybody say, be ready.
Be ready.
Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Well, what are you so happy about? Well, go ahead and tell them. I got Jesus in my heart.
Amen.
I got a treasure in my heart.
Amen.
And it's Jesus. Huh? What are you so happy about? Well, I know God is a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11:6. Doesn't mean you're never going to have any problems. Just means God is a rewarder. And you can say, in my life, yes, I've had problems, but I have someone who helps me out of the problems, and His name is Jesus, and He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And so what are we doing? We're giving people the reason for the hope that's in us, right? The reason for the hope that's in us, the Bible says in John 10:10, in the Amplified, I am come that you might have and enjoy life. You know, God wants you to enjoy life. So that you can have and enjoy life in abundance to the full until it overflows. Yeah, God wants you to enjoy life. He doesn't want you to walk around and say, oh, sad because Aunt Karen went to heaven and I don't know. If you believe the Bible that there is a heaven and she's up there now praising God with a smile on her face, boy, you can start to rejoice. And someday you're going to see her again. There's going to be a great reunion. See, if you believe the Bible, you're going to be happier.
Amen.
You're not going to be sad. If you believe the Bible, you know there's coming a day when all this craziness on this earth is going to, you're going to get out of here like a rocket and leave it all behind, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. If you believe the Bible.
That's right.
Amen.
If you're skillful in the word of righteousness, right?
Amen.
Glory be to God. Well, I started to tell you, how do you get skillful in a word of righteousness? Look at Luke. Where did I say to go? Luke 6? Was that 6:45?
Yeah.
20 minutes ago? Okay. Luke 6, 6:45. Luke 6, 45. Luke 6 and verse 45 says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good. An evil man out of the evil treasure, I almost said deposit because it's the same thing. The evil deposit of his heart brings forth that which is evil. So, it's our choice. We can deposit, the treasure means deposit. We can deposit junk in our heart, or we can deposit good things in our heart. If you deposit good things, you're going to bring forth good things. Huh? If you deposit evil in your heart, you're not going to be productive, and it's going to be toward your demise. Huh? Amen. Sure. Let me see if I can find that place here where it says that. Luke. Because there was something else I wanted to tell you. 6:40. Well, I was thinking of this. If you deposit MSNBC, Reader's Digest, Esquire Magazine, porn, whatever it is, you're putting a wrong deposit. You're putting a nasty deposit in your spirit, and someday it's going to produce something bad. It's going to be towards your demise. That's why he says, guard your heart with all diligence. For out of it come the issues of life. So you got to put the right deposit in there. Thank God we got the Word of God. We can put the right deposit in there. Thank God right now you're putting the right deposit in there. Amen? Amen? You're here hearing the Word of God. You are making a good deposit in your spirit. And what's going to make you? It's going to make you skillful in the Word of righteousness. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You'll be fundamentally changed. You'll have a changed heart. So don't be blinded by an illusion of sin and pride and selfishness. You can be revitalized by putting the right stuff in your heart. The right deposit. Not CBS and ABC and mystery novels and romance novels and YouTube videos. Once in a while, I'll look on there and see the airplanes and the fighter jets. I like that, but true confession. But you know what I'm talking about. When you deposit the Word, you're depositing life. John 6:63 says, these words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Now, deposit the Word and it'll bring forth good things in your life. You'll be blessed. You'll be productive. Fruitful. Amen. 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 And you'll live happy. Amen. That's right. Hey, ushers, could you help me with this? I got this from Marth Barkley. I thought I'd run it off. It says, what to do until He comes. How to maintain until He comes. Maybe you can pass this out for me, guys. Front and back, notice it. We'll call this just a little homework assignment. Just a good study. See, everybody gets one of these. Whether they want one or not. No, just kidding. So, notice he says deposit. A good man out of the good deposit of his heart brings forth good things. But an evil man out of the evil deposit of his heart is going to bring forth that which is evil. And he's going to say, I just don't know why I'm not experiencing success. I just don't know why I can't get healed. I just don't know why things aren't working out for me. Well, you got the wrong deposit. You got to put the right deposit in there. Amen. And what is the deposit? The Word of God that will heal you from your past. It's able to build you up. That's what it says in Acts chapter 20 verse 32, that it's able to build you up. Acts 20, 32. And now, brethren, I commend to you, or I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. This word is able to build you up. How many want to be built up? Amen. Amen. You put that word in you, faith's going to come. By hearing, and you're going to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Glory to God. Amen. You'll be skillful in the word of righteousness. And you want to really be skillful? Begin to get this lined up with the word right here. Didn't the Bible say over in James, a man who controls his tongue is a perfect man. Isn't it something like that? Doesn't it say that? Over in James. A man who bridles his tongue, he is a perfect man. Now we're really getting skillful in the word of righteousness when we get our conversation in line with the word of God. Don't pray one way and speak something else, right? Keep your saying in line with your praying. Now we're really growing up, getting skillful in the word of righteousness. When our mouth lines up with the word, so that you can say, devil, get off of my case. I dismantle your power and your efforts in my life. Take your hands off of my family. Go from me now in Jesus' name. You have no place in my finances. Take your hands off of my finances. Take your hands off of my children in Jesus' name. I break your power in Jesus' name. Go from me now. Take your hands off of my mental condition. Oppression, get out of my life in Jesus' name. Despondency, go from me right now in Jesus' name. I break your power. The blood of Jesus is against you. And so, see, as you put that word in you, now you're putting on the full armor of God when you pray, and I'm telling you, you're a powerhouse. You're armed and dangerous to the devil. I dismantle your efforts. Amen. In my business. Take your hands off of my business in Jesus' name. Take your hands off of my ministry. Amen. And my relatives or whomever, right? Thank you, Lord. Let us stand tonight. Skillful in the word of righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ooh, yeah. Thank you, Father. We love you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Thank you so much for your goodness. Lord, thank you for making us strong. Skillful in the word of righteousness, Father. Thank you, Father, for making us ambassadors, representatives of yours in this earth, Lord. Thank you. Help us to fulfill the Great Commission, Lord, and win souls for Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Good being with you folks tonight. Amen. Have a great evening.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more information, please visit wordalivechurch.info.